Well, it's a real treat now to talk to a former Knights centre and a man who's got a foundation, markhughesfoundation.com.au. It's all about brain cancer. Did you know that it kills more children than any other disease and more adults under 40 than any other cancer? Mark Hughes, good morning.
Good morning, Flat.
Great to chat, mate. Beanie for brain cancer round. It's very important.
It's huge, mate. And look, it was brought on by Matt Callender, who I know you would know really well.
Yes,
and
mate.
You know, the man he is, he's brought everyone together to put this amazing weekend on. And the NRL have been awesome. The rugby league community. And, yeah, and it all comes down to this weekend. And the support so far has just been overwhelming. And, you know, tonight you'll see players running out in beanies. Yeah. It's going to be huge.
Phenomenal, isn't it?
It's super cool. And, mate, I know it's not about you. It's about the cause, but you're a sufferer. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm all healthy, TK. I get scans every 4 months. So I'm going really, really well. So
terrific.
It is brain cancer, and every scan, you know, things can change. So yeah. It's just one of those things. And in the rugby league world, we've certainly seen some examples of just how serious brain cancer is. It rips families apart, and we've got to stop that.
So. Yeah. How nervous do you get before each one? I bet you must be. Or are you used to it now, mate?
No, you don't get used to it. You know, it's one of them things, and you know it's coming. And,
yeah. You just pray.
You can't help but be a bit jumpy. And,
I bet.
It's a good feeling after that. That drive on the highway back to Newcastle, because I come down to Sydney, it's a good trip home. I stop at them twin servos and give myself a little treat.
Mark, you know a lot more than most about it, obviously. Are we making advances?
No, so that's the thing. And in the last 20 years, there hasn't been great improvements or treatments. So there's stuff bubbling to the surface and there's things they're talking about, but we've got to bring them out and get that in, you know, get that happening. So the only way to do it is to raise these funds so we can get more research in. We can, you know, get dedicated researchers spending their whole week on brain cancer and doing lots of that. So this type of thing's given us the opportunity to do that. So it's so exciting.
It's one of those positives that the rugby league world can really make a difference in, Mark, isn't it? Which is nice after, you know, we know about the negative headlines, but it's wonderful for a game to get behind this cause.
Absolutely, TK. We hear about it too often about rugby league, this and that. But, you know, I sit there and I look at the promotions that all these top leading players putting our beanies on and putting themselves out to do it. All the commentators. All the rugby league community, we're selling so many beanies. So there's
good
so
stuff.
Much good in rugby league, and we all know that. And this is, it's certainly shining through this weekend.
Now, the Knights, it was a fantastic win, mate. How do you think they're tracking?
Yeah, well, you're only as good as your last game.
Yes, exactly.
And we won that. So we got Penrith at home this week. So I was just really, really proud to see the young team all, you know, putting in against a big, really good Canberra side and get the win. So we just need to jag one or two leading players. And you know, we'll get ourselves a good team. We've definitely got some good young blokes to build around, but there's no doubt we need a few leaders.
I was disappointed. We chatted with Dane Gagai last week, mate. It would have been lovely to keep him because you've got to get players in, but you've got to retain players as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dane's been a great player on and off the field for the Knights. And, yeah, we get him to State of Origin level, then we get the eyes picked out of our team. So it's tough. You know, not only are we close to getting like a Jack Bird and then a powerhouse like Brisbane sort of take him from our clutches, we're also getting the eyes picked out of our good players. That's the rugby league world, I guess. It's dog eat dog, I suppose.
Yeah. Where do we get these beanies, mate? How does everybody help?
Yep. So at the ground, if you're going to the game tonight or across the grounds over the weekend, there'll be beanies for sale as you're going into the ground. But the best way is to get on the Mark Hughes Foundation website, markhughesfoundation.com.au, and order your beanie. There's a male and a female, and there's a big, long winter ahead. They tell me it's going to be really cold, so it'll be good for beanies. And order them, and we'll get them sent out as quick as we can. Our little team's working overtime to get them all out, and we're doing our best, but yeah, just please get onto our website and check it out. And also, Beanie for Brain Cancer Week's in about 3 or 4 weeks, where you register your school or your business and you all wear beanies. and it's a Gold Coin donation, so there's that as well. So, yeah, lot to go.
Mark, you're doing a great thing, mate, and I'm so happy that everything's clear for you at the moment.
Thank you for your support, guys. I always appreciate it.